The next item we're going to go to is a complete switch from help desk. The topic is, at Adobe, it's more than improving access to PDF. When most of us think about Adobe, Matt, you could come on up here. You want to? Which end works for you? Just be careful of the spaghetti here. That's it. Okay, so when most of us think about Adobe, the first thing that comes to our minds is PDF. There are some blind people for whom the term PDF is a three-letter word. Yet, anyone who knows anything about history cannot help but acknowledge that great progress has been made in terms of our ability to use and make sense of the PDF documents that seem to be increasingly more common in today's information age. When I first thought about asking Adobe to present at this meeting, it occurred to me that Adobe is more than PDF and the issues relating to the accessibility of PDF. Adobe develops lots of other programs, and contrary to popular opinion, there are efforts underway at Adobe to make programs other than Adobe Reader accessible to people with disabilities, including the blind. However, I believe even the most diehard Adobe supporter would acknowledge that many challenges remain in terms of making Adobe software accessible. Therefore, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Matt May, who will be speaking to us on behalf of Adobe Systems today. Matt May is a developer, technologist, and accessibility advocate who is responsible for working internally and externally with Adobe product teams and customers to address accessibility in Adobe products, ensuring interoperability with assistive technologies, and making customers aware of the many accessibility features that already exist in Adobe products. Prior to joining Adobe, Matt worked for the W3C/Way on many of the core standards in web accessibility, led the Web Standards Project's Accessibility Task Force, helped to architect one of the first online grocery sites. Many of us would like to know, use that if we could, probably can't. HomeGrocer.com, and co-founded Blue Flavor. That wasn't another grocery company, was it?
No.
A respected web mobile design consultancy. He is a member of the W3C Way Web Content Accessibility Guidelines Working Group and co-edited the first JavaScript techniques document for WCAG 2.0 in 2001. Mr. May is an accomplished speaker, having presented at dozens of conferences, including Web 2.0, Expo, Web Visions. What is this? SXSW.
South by Southwest.
Interactive. CSUN, Conference on Technology for Persons with Disabilities. Podcast and Portable Media Expo. Web Design World Seattle. Ghibline CMS Conference and the International World Wide Web Conference, to name just a few. So, with after all of that, let's give a warm welcome to Matt May from Adobe.
I gotta say, nothing's more daunting than having someone read in your introduction that you're an accomplished speaker.
First test is to get close enough to the microphone.
Okay, all right.
Heard it.
Trying to do that without getting some feedback from my machine. Secondly, to be presenting right next to Loretta, who used to work at Adobe on things such as PDF. And then to top it off, to have my machine, I have a Mac, and it gray screened, which is the equivalent of a blue screen.
Right, I didn't think Macs ever did that.
Order. So in case, I'm sorry, I need to be.
You really got to eat that thing. Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
So I just wanted to, now that we've set this up to say that it's more about PDF, I want to start by talking about PDF. We've just released Acrobat 9, and I just wanted to cover a couple of things. I can do a demo of this, but you know, over the years, you know, we've felt your pain with respect to PDF. You know, from the beginning, and to go back to really what PDF was in the beginning, it was really essentially just a printer driver. You know, it was a representation of what your printer would output of a document. And over the years, you know, Adobe has adapted the PDF format to include things like metadata, to be able to introduce tagging in the documents. And you know, gradually, we have been working with each release to increase the accessibility of the PDF format. Which brings us to yesterday. Anybody here read the RNIB website?
I do on occasion.
Okay. Well, so I opened up the Royal National Institute of the Blind site yesterday and got the following headline: Why PDFs Suck. they're subtle like that. So.
They've incorporated Yankee slang.
Yes.
Say.
So naturally, I read this with great interest, and you know, the upshot of it is that you know, Henny Swan at RNIB wrote this and said, you know, we are to the point where the format itself is not the bottleneck here, and I think that's good news for us at Adobe, because now